You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today, the show is brought to you by Polished and Bubbly.blogspot.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm so excited to have such an inspiration to me on the line, Melinda Chen, who is the founder of Woman Making Big Sales. Hi, Melinda. How are you today?
Hello, Jackie. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course, I'm so excited. And I, of course, you know, I'm so excited for you to share with our audience all the knowledge that you know behind making big sales. I mean, I think it's so interesting. So how did this all come about for you? How did you get into the sales industry?
Well, I started, my first job was an international sales manager at one of the largest language institutions in the world, Berlitz. And I didn't know anything. I mean, I just got hired for this job and I graduated from university. And then I said, oh, well, this sounds amazing because I'd be traveling around the world and working with agents in South America and in Asia. I started and then I realized I didn't know anything about selling. I was talking to agents and they would be, these are the people who have 20 years of experience. And I was talking to them and they were taking me for granted. And when I had conversation with them, they were overtaking what I was saying and they were interrupting me. And I was talking to my boss and then he realized that I didn't know anything about selling. And that's when I realized that I really need to hone down to this art of selling. And I started reading a lot of books about selling. And I also did a lot of cold calls during that period of time trying to promote the product.
So tell us about your first rewarding sales experience.
Yes. So I was working at Berlitz and then I was really struggling at the beginning. And then there was one agent in South America that I was talking to. And this agent was relatively reserved and did not have a lot of chemistry with this person. And he was a lot more experienced than I was. And then we sent some simple emails. We had a little bit of communication going on. And he always asked very simple questions without a lot of comments or feedback in return. So I continue and I maintain that good service with this person. While at the same time, while I was talking with other agents and struggling with my sales. And then one day when I got an email from him and he started referring tons of clients, and I realized that, oh, wow, you know, the number of clients he was referring me pretty much broke my monthly target. And now when I realized that if I have established relationship with one really good client, then this client could bring me a lot of big business, a lot of good business. And since then, I worked really close with this client and turned out that this agent was one of the largest agents in Brazil. And I made sure that I maintained good relationship with him and that he was able to bring me a lot of business. I think that was my first experience about sales, is that you never know where you're going to get your really big sales from. And selling is a little bit like fishing. It's that you just got to plant that seed. You got to wait for it when the time comes. And when you get that first, you know, your reward, then you put in your 100% and go get that goal and that sales you're after. And since then, I've really been able to work within different industries and really try to understand the art of selling and been able to build my sales career since then.
Isn't it so funny, like, how you just, he was the one person you thought you weren't going to get anything from, and then it turned out into something so much more than that.
And it is amazing that he was my first example, and I continue to see examples over and over again like this. And a lot of big clients, a lot of great relationships I built. At first, I never thought that they were going to be my most valuable prospects. And that's why I talk to people about it, is that, you know, don't give up. And a lot of people, they said, oh, well, this one didn't work out and I must not be good in sales, or what I do must not be valuable. And but in reality is that while you're working on this, a lot of magical things are happening behind the scene. And that's what I tell my clients, is that just got to keep going and just plant those seeds and just keep planting them, and something will happen, and those will be great moments. And you want to avoid, what you want to avoid is while you're planting the seeds, you're planting the seeds for small clients. So when the great things happen, you only get one small client or two small clients. So go out there and plant the seeds to get big clients. So when you get response, the impact will be a lot more significant.
You have nothing to lose by just continuously reaching out. I mean, you don't have any of those clients to begin with. You can only benefit in the long term, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You can only benefit from the long term. You always build that relationship. And especially if you have a process that is simple to understand, simple to implement, when you have those process in mind, it will be a lot easier to get big clients. And it will feel that sense of empowerment for your business and for your life.
Absolutely. So, I mean, your best advice too is, I mean, now that you actually do webinars and you're teaching and doing consultations and have one-on-one clients to work with to teach them how to do sales, you do also recommend to read on it, right? I mean, that can only help benefit.
Yes. There's a lot of books about selling and about how to handle different scenarios when clients say things to you. But I really advise people is, first of all, is to simplify this process and have a process in mind. Because I think a lot of books out there, they overcomplicate this art of selling and they really make it sound really salesy. But there's actually a very simple process to it, and to make it a lot easier and to build that relationship instead of trying to go out there and then making tons of cold calls and sending tons of emails and not getting any response in return. And the second thing is really just practice it. You know, have role playing. For example, I do a lot of role playing with my clients to really say, oh, what happens when the clients say no to you? And if you role play it and you try to find your own style, and if you feel confident in terms of what you say, then it'll be a lot easier when it actually happens.
Absolutely. Now, to go back to when you were saying, you know, what does happen when, you know, you're making a pitch and you get a rejection? What do you recommend as to our listeners, you know, what to do in situations like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is funny. I mean, I just had a conversation with a client of mine, and she was like, oh my God, you know, what do I say when the client said that it's too expensive? And the reality is that either you're a small business or a big business, you will always have this objection. It's an objection that you hear all the time. And I actually, on my website, I actually have a report what to say when the clients say no to you, and basically different ways that you can deal with the most common objections. But the first thing I like to highlight is that when the clients say no, think of it as a baby crying. And it doesn't mean that they're necessarily saying no to you, but your first thing is just trying to understand exactly why they're saying no. So there's a very simple process to it. Acknowledge it. And first of all, you acknowledge it. And then you ask them, can you explain it further? Can you really elaborate why you're saying no? For example, if you're saying that you're too expensive, then is it really the pricing that the client is worried about? Or maybe they just don't see the value of your service.
I mean, we have worked together, you know, I just want to tell our audience. And
I did. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. So like, I really enjoyed how you personalize to each client you work with and their niche market. You know, it's all about really personalizing and getting to know the actual client. Right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, in a lot of different things, sense, when, back to that example of what happens when the client says no to you, you can really use different approach, whatever you feel comfortable to really understand why the client is saying no, and maybe it's the pricing and things like that. For example, maybe you can talk about, is it the value? What, you know, when you say no to you, maybe you can say, oh, I'm really happy that you talk about the pricing, but in terms of the service I provide, and then you talk about the value that of the service you provide rather than focusing on the pricing. But at the same time, you know, some people, they can back up and they say, well, you are a business owner and you understand that there's cost to doing business. And would you want to work with somebody who charge very low costing, but who do not provide you with a good service?
Exactly.
So there's a lot of different ways to approach it. And that's why the role playing becomes really important. I work with clients and use different approach and to find the way that you personally feel most comfortable with and go back to the client and really talk about, really know how to answer that question when you're too expensive.
Absolutely. And another thing too, like just like a tip while we're online together, but I mean, I remember you really learn too by just throwing yourself in the fire and doing trial runs with people that might not be your ideal long-term client, but a client that could kind of teach you like how to respond and learn how to make calls, right? Aside from role-playing. So.
Exactly. Yes, and then just go out there and do it. And that's what happens with a lot of people when they said, oh, I'm not good in sales and this, you know, I'm not just good with sales and this is not me. And sometimes it's, you know, as soon as you start approaching some clients and you realize that it's all about building relationship and building that connection instead of thinking that, oh, I'm selling to this person and it's really nerve-wracking, it's really difficult.
Right. That's so true. So when, let's first tell our audience, I mean, you are a newly launched business, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes,
so
exactly.
Exciting. Yeah. So I did just want to congratulate you on that, which is so exciting.
I'm excited about it. Yeah. I've been in sales for 15 years, but Women Making Big Sales is a relatively new company.
Yeah. It's so exciting to have your own business. It's one thing to always work for other people, but to do it yourself is a whole nother thing, you know? So that's so
yes.
Great. So where can people, you know, come to you for consultations? How does that work? If I'm new and I'm approaching you, how can they go forward with that?
Yes, well, right now I have a webinar running, and it's about three winning strategies to getting big clients. Because what I believe is that a lot of people tend to focus on small clients, and it's extremely important to go after big clients because these are the clients that are a lot more stable. They have bigger budget, and they allow you to really focus on your work rather than, oh, you know, constantly getting new clients and not working out. So I actually have a webinar called Three Strategies to Winning Big Clients. It's on my website, womenmakingbigsales.com. And right now, I've made about 8 figures in terms of the sales I've made over
Amazing.
The past five years. And I would like to share with everybody the techniques that that have helped me being successful. So that webinar would be great for people to just start out and then try to learn some basic strategies. And if they feel useful and they feel confident that they would like to go after big clients, then I would be happy to speak with them and book a consultation session with them.
Awesome. Yeah.
Find that information online as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody that's listening in right now, Melinda's so wonderful to work with, like really hands-on. And I'm not just saying this because I've worked with her, so I know exactly, you know, how she does everything. So I just wanted to tell you, Melinda, that it was such a pleasure to do business with you. And I know we'll stay in touch ongoing, but I'm glad that we're doing this interview today to kind of showcase what you do because it's so great. I mean, so many people, you know, do a lot of research but don't have that extra nudge to get the help that they need. To get the confidence boost, you know, sales is a hard industry.
Yeah, but I mean, remember, I think, and, you know, when we were working with each other, it did not have to feel like you're selling to the person. You know, once we have that process in place, it's really that building a relationship and slowly knowing that client and slowly engaging with that client so that when you're ready to finally make that sales pitch, it won't feel like it's very salesy. It's more like you're going there and approach them with something, with a proposition that's very urgent. And rather than just a very general proposition, you create an urgency to the client so that you can get the client to call you back.
Absolutely. Now, of course, I want to talk a little bit about you and your background. So you're based in Canada, right?
Yes, yes. I'm based in Canada, but the business I have, it's really around the world. So I've built a business that allows me to get big clients around the world. So right now I'm actually in Asia. So I spent about half of the time in Canada, but the rest of the time I travel around the world for my business.
How did you come up with the title of your business?
The reality is I got a little bit sick and tired of talking to a lot of entrepreneurs who are spending a lot of time focusing on small clients and talking about online marketing. And to tell you the truth, like, I mean, I keep hearing people saying, oh, I gotta make my website prettier. I gotta focus on making these beautiful printables or forms, and so that I can attract clients. But when I talk to them, at the back of my mind, I'm like, all you need to do is build that relationship with one or two big clients, and you will be able to transform your business. All you need to do is just approach some clients and offer your services. Yes, they might say no. The first one might say no, but the second, third, or fourth one might say yes. And these big clients could transform your business so that you're not constantly chasing after small clients and you don't spend money on the content management or like Facebook marketing and things like that. So at the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, all you need to do is just learn how to sell, and then you can really transform your business. And that's why I decided, why not just call this company Women Making Big Sales?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. Can you tell us, obviously you don't have to say any names or anything, but can you tell us a success story with somebody you've worked with?
Yes. Basically I have worked with one business coach. She's amazing business coach. She's written books. She's called The Renegade Leader, Deborah McLaughlin. She was trying to get to this really big company. When she was a business coach, and it goes back to having that value proposition down, she's amazing. She's really smart. She's got award-winning books. But at the same time, she's got too many things going on. And there was one company she really wanted to target. So I was talking to her, and then she's like, "Oh, you know what? I'm thinking about this company I want to target." And this person, she's got a lot of business experience, and she was telling me that she wanted to contact this person via LinkedIn. And I know that LinkedIn, a lot of people use LinkedIn as a great sales tool. And I use LinkedIn as well. But instead of just sending a message to via LinkedIn, I started coaching her. And the first thing we did is that to really hone down a value proposition that is going to attract a big client. Because when we started working with each other, the value proposition she had was a little bit more general. And we tried to find the pains and the difficulties and issues the client was looking for. And we were able to really pin down what the client was having trouble with or a struggle with. And to really find at that value proposition that has one, that's very simple for this client to understand. And the second thing is that it creates a lot of urgency and very time-sensitive issues that the client has. So we create a very attractive value proposition. And the second thing is what I showed her was to approach this client, not just call or sending messages on LinkedIn, but how to use other connections she had to approach this client. And then she was able to get the clients she really wanted.
That's so awesome. That's so rewarding as a coach too, being like her sales coach, right?
Yeah. And it's very exciting to work with people who are intelligent and who has a lot of knowledge and a lot to offer.
Right. And you probably work with all different types of backgrounds, right? And different types of people.
Yes, I didn't mention about this before, but when I was at Berlitz, when I moved to other sales jobs and I got into investment, and then I was also consulting for Canadian Organic Trade Association. And then now I'm in the sporting goods industries. So I really moved to different industries. And that's where I realized the power of selling is that you can really, once you know that power of selling and then that knowledge, it really applies to different industries.
Very true. Well, Melinda, it's been such a pleasure to have you today. So tell us where we can follow you on Facebook, and also your website, repeat again for us.
Yes. It's actually very easy to find me on Facebook. You can just type in Women Making Big Sales and you should find my Facebook page. And my website, my site is also womenmakingbigsales.com.
Perfect.
And on the website, you'll also be able to find my webinar that talks about three winning strategies to getting big clients. And also, if you want to book a consultation strategy with me to just really talk about your business, I'd be happy to share what I think and how to hone down your value proposition and different ways to get in front of big clients. How do you really get in front of those big people? And I'd be happy to share my thoughts that applies to your business. And hopefully we'll have a time to opportunity to work with each other. And if we can't, that is fine as well.
Awesome. So how can they contact you through your website to get in touch with you?
Yes, they can definitely contact me through my website, or feel free to send me an email. It's melinda@womenmakingbigsales.com. I answer personally to all my emails, and I would love to hear about your stories and your business and the struggles you have, and maybe some tips I have on how to get in front of these big clients, or, you know, how come when you're approaching these clients, you don't get any impact or any proper response.
Right. Awesome, Melinda. Well, it's always a pleasure hanging out with you. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you very much for having me. And feel free to invite me at any time.
Oh, my God. Of course. It's always, as always, you're always welcome back. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And stay tuned till next time. Today, this show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com and the Green Pill Blog. Don't forget, The Social Scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.